September 8th, 1999, Tuesday, Busch Stadium, fourth inning. One swing of the bat and the crowd erupts. Big Mac, Mark McGwire connects. Home run number 62, and the crowd goes wild. Cheers, fireworks, stomping, clapping, hugging, smiles, excitement. What an incredible night that was. What a celebration that was. I've kept the newspaper, the Post-Dispatch, from the day after that record-setting home run. And the front page has a one-word headline. Jubilation. Jubilation. My wife and daughter were at that game. They got home late that night, but when they got into the house, I could tell just by looking at their faces that they had been caught up in that scene of jubilation. They couldn't wait to tell me what it was like to be in the crowd, to be in the stadium, to join in that jubilation, that celebration. I wish I'd been there. These big events where it's a huge celebration, a moment of jubilation. These incredible occasions, they don't happen every day, but when they do, wow, you treasure them and you remember them for your life. Just a few years ago, the Berlin Wall fell. Years of oppression and fear were replaced with freedom and a sense of victory. One of the students in my HUM 1 class tells what it was like to be there. He says that there are tens of thousands of people lining the streets. Cars can barely get through. Stores are staying open night and day. Some of the vendors are giving out fresh fruit to people who had not had oranges and apples and bananas for years. Families are reunited, and people are taking their first steps into another part of the city, their first steps into freedom. What an incredible moment. What a huge celebration. I still remember some of the pictures on television and in Newsweek of the faces flushed with excitement as the wall comes tumbling down and people carrying away chunks of it as souvenirs. What jubilation. I wish I'd been there too. Oh, it's all right to hear it from somebody else, to see it on TV. But these moments of celebration, you want to be in the crowd. You want to be a part of the action. You want to experience it for yourself. When it comes to these moments of jubilation, you just have to be there. And John was. The Apostle John was there. He was brought into that heavenly throne room. And he saw and he heard the greatest hymn of praise ever. Living creatures and elders, angels, the whole host of heaven. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wisdom and wealth and strength and honor and glory and praise. What an incredible moment it was for John. Take all that celebration in Busch Stadium as Mark McGwire rounds the bases, multiply it by thousands, and you get just a glimpse of what it was like for John as he joined in that heavenly celebration. Take that freedom and victory that comes with the fall of the Berlin Wall and multiply it by tens of thousands, and you have just a glimpse of why this jubilation is going on. It's going on because the Lamb who was slain is in the center of it all. Once dead, he is now alive, ascended into heaven. The angels and the elders and the living creatures are singing that hymn of praise to him. And they're singing because on Good Friday, he was slain. His blood purchased us to be his own. When he rose on that glorious Easter morning, he made us a kingdom, his priest, those who will rule with him forever. Ascended into heaven, he now rules on our behalf. And the whole heavenly host joins in that hymn of praise. For the Lamb who was slain is now victorious. And John was there. He saw it. He heard it. What an incredible moment. I wish I was there. Don't you? Don't you wish you were a part of that greatest hymn of praise? But about the most we can do is imagine what it would be like to rub shoulders with the elders and join in that heavenly chorus for the Lamb who was slain. Or can we? Can we do more than just imagine? Sure we can. Every time we gather together to worship, we gather around that Lamb who was slain and has risen from the dead. Every time we sing a hymn of praise, our voices are added to the elders and to the angels and all who sing in heaven in praise of the Lamb. Every time we speak a word of glory and honor for Jesus, it's added to the glory and the honor that's going on in that heavenly throne room right now. Last week was Call Day, the processional hymn. The organ in its majestic glory is playing. The brass ensemble, the choirs, 1,000 people. The crucifer walks in, and then those who will receive a call. What an incredible moment. We too are joining in that tremendous hymn of praise. May Jesus Christ be praised. But it doesn't have to be just the big services either. Last Saturday, I preached at Grace Lutheran Chapel up north. It's a big church, but on Saturday evening, only about 50 people are there. And they're scattered all about. They don't sing very loud. There was no brass ensemble to lift our spirits. But they sang. Their voices were added to the hymn of praise that's going on endlessly in heaven itself. We gathered around Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, and gave glory and honor to him. We were a part of that celebration, that jubilation, on Call Day, last Saturday. And today. No, we're not rubbing shoulders with the elders and the living creatures. We don't get to see Jesus face to face, but we are here. The victorious Lamb of God, the altar, is the center of our worship. The organ is ready.